This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels that are UCI approved, come with a lifetime warranty and shipped free worldwide, then check out Wheel Science. Get all the performance at half the price, and when you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% discount. To learn more, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more, or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels.
This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. Time to chat some biking, and we have a returning guest on the podcast once again, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Kelly Foy onto the podcast. Kelly, welcome back.
Hi again, Brad. Thanks for having me.
Kelly, the bike is where you've made some really big sort of inroads over the years. You didn't have a biking background when you got into the sport of triathlon. Have you found that it's been quite tough, or has it come quite easily for you?
I've been really lucky. I would say that it has come way easier than, you know, than I would have thought. Biking is... I spend a lot of time training and working on the bike, I've been rewarded with some really fast bike splits, but also it's a part of the sport that I actually really enjoy to do separate of triathlon. So I, in the last couple of years, I've added in bike races to my race calendar. And when I was living in Chicago, I was racing with a team there. And we had a local, hammer time ride on Tuesdays, you know, and that was predominantly a cycling team, by the way. And so I would jump in with the guys, do my absolute best to hang on their wheel. I would turn myself inside out, just to stay on the wheel. And so I learnt some good sort of drafting skills and, you know, cycle racing skills and just how to make myself suffer on a bike, like, really, really make myself hurt on the bike. And, yeah.
Kelly, I love that, because I don't think enough triathletes realize the value in doing standalone bike races. I mean, we've spoken about getting into a group and training with groups. And as much as Ironman, the bike is quite sort of lonely and there's this element of solitude to it, but you can learn a hell of a lot about cycling and riding a bike, riding races from a, like you say, from a suffering perspective, from a bike handling perspective. Do you think it's made a massive impact on your bike performance?
Oh, absolutely. Most definitely. That whole piece about suffering and just knowing what you can put yourself through on the bike has really helped. I really enjoy, that it's not, and I can come off the bike and, you know, not be injured. Like it's, I was racing bikes all last week and, did, 110 Ks and 1700 meters of climbing on Sunday, and I am not sore. I'm not sore. Whereas anything like that, you know, in the run world, and I'd be hobbling around for days. So, I just feel like it's, you can gain so much fitness and not hurt yourself.
Yep. No doubt. Favorite workout on the bike? What do you absolutely love doing?
That's a tough question. I think depends on the time of the year. I really like being able to get out on the road and sit on my husband's wheel on a nice long ride. I like that. You know, it's quite good fun. You know, he's doing his watts pulling at the front, and I'm doing my watts trying to hang onto his wheel and trying to respond to his, his surges up hills and things like that. So, or a really feisty, group ride. And what I will say about that is, you know, group rides are fine, but don't turn up and be the fastest person at a group ride. That's boring. Turn up to a really challenging group ride. You know, take yourself somewhere where there's a real risk that you're going to end up riding half of it by yourself, because then you are going to work hard to stay with them and you'll get more out of it.
True story. True story. Killy, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking about your run, but we'll save that for next time.
Cool. Thanks, Brad.
If you've enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge, I want to invite you to check out the Coach Parry Training Club. The Coach Parry Training Club is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of their triathlon journey. Whether you're just starting out in the sport and training for your first sprint distance race, or if you've been around the block a few times and are looking to take your Ironman performance to the next level, then the Coach Parry Training Club can help you. Developed by double Olympic and Commonwealth Games triathlon coach Lindsay Parry and myself, the Coach Parry Training Club is the go-to online platform for your training needs. It's like having a coach in your pocket. Get 20% off when you join the Coach Parry Training Club by using the coupon code KONA at checkout. Head over to thekonaedge.com/coach or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/coach.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.